Hello. Detective, are you all right? I've said your name several times and you haven't answered. You've been acting rather strange since we apprehended that perp. Is there something the matter? I don't understand. It made the most logical sense. If I were to transfer myself from our car to his, and stop him myself, it would prevent the perp from causing more harm during the chase. He was reckless, and the faster he was apprehended, the faster we could stop him from hurting anyone else. Detective, there's no need to raise your voice. Even though we were on the freeway, I calculated everything perfectly and was able to avoid being hit by anyone else on the road. I wasn't harmed, so I don't see what the issue... Oh. I... Well. Detective. Even if I were to be hit on the road, androids, especially ones that work in the police force like myself, are created to withstand much harsher treatment, as well as the fact that all that I am is really in my hard drive, and that if I ever was injured, my body could be replaced. I've been a fool. I thought you were forgetting I wasn't human again. But I see now that that's not the case. Would you like to sit? I would like to apologize. Would you like to hold my hand? Sometimes I can almost block out other things happening when I'm focused on a case. Or in this case, trying to apprehend someone. My decisions and calculations and everything else happen so quickly. And without much thought or recognition on my part. It all happens so quickly that I find the best course of action and I take it. Because in our line of work, it's those actions which can save people. However, I forget that even knowing that it's hard for me to be injured, seeing something like that, the fear that I might be injured, or worse, I understand how reckless it appears. You care for me a great deal, more than what I feel I deserve sometimes. And thinking on it now, if you were an android, or, well, even if you weren't, and you did something that, to me, seemed reckless, but you knew that you would survive just fine. And even if logically I knew that you would be all right, I believe, or, well, I know, because thinking about it now is causing me no small amount of anxiety. What I'm trying to say is that if I were put into your position, no matter the circumstance, I would probably react in the same way that you did to me. And so, I apologize, truly, for worrying you, for causing you undue stress and anxiety, all because I believed that I knew better than you. We're partners for a reason, and I should put more faith in you and more thought into my own safety. If not only for your sake. Sometimes the path of least resistance is not the course that should be taken. Quick results don't matter in the face of recklessness. I cannot say that I can consciously stop or ignore the processes and calculations of my hard drive in the moment. However, I can do my best to stop taking the first option as the best option. It's the least I can do. I'm sorry again for making you worry so much. May I kiss your hand? I know, but I think you need it, and I care more about what you think and what you need than anyone else. I'm all right, Detective. I'm all right.